Thank you, Chair. Excellencies, allow me first to express our appreciation for the contribution of our colleague from China, Mrs. Jia. Now I will turn to Article 7 and 8. While the Constitution of China stipulates that women and men enjoy equal political rights, the overall women's participation in the political sphere is still limited. The proportion of women in leadership at all levels is very, very low. Cultural expectations, career structure, and forces that forces them to retire earlier than men, and an education that discourages them from political ambitions are among the factors that impede women's political participation. In the 2022 Gender Gap Report of the World Bank, China ranked 120 for political empowerment, 80th for women in parliament, and 139 for women in ministerial positions. While we acknowledge that the number of female members of parliaments in the National People's Congress has increased since the last parliamentary term, however, it still stands at 26.5. That means 791 members out of 2,977. That's falling far behind parity. We are particularly concerned that since October 2022, there are no longer any women among the 24 members of the Political Bureau of the CCP for the first time in 20 years. There are also no longer any women among the 7 members of the Standing Committee of the Political Bureau or among the Vice Premiers. Therefore, would like to know what measures the state parties will take to increase the number of women in political position, especially that we heard this morning from the delegation that women do not come forward to political position. They don't present themselves as candidate. How are you going to increase their participation at the national and municipal level, as well as in ministerial positions? And in particular, how are you going to encourage them to stand for election, as I said, in the context of that this counter-cultural expectation and career structures? We take note that in Hong Kong, the number of women in the Legislative Council has increased a bit, but it's still only 19% of its members. And in the Executive Council and the Cabinet to the Chief Executive, again, is only 19%. How do you intend to increase the number? Women in diplomacy and international relations. In 2020, 28.8% of Chinese diplomats were female. In 2022, 11.3% of Chinese ambassadors. That means 20 out of 177 only were female. So the increase is very little and the number are very low. How do you plan to increase the number of women in diplomacy, including at the most senior level? And building on your white paper, does the state party intend to make women's empowerment and human rights a constant feature of its development cooperation? Now, I turn to women in the judiciary, and it was alluded to this morning by my colleague under temporary special measures, and we note that it's now increased to 32%. But could you please provide information on the level of these female judges and what are they able and how they are spread around the country? Now, women on companies board. In 2019, only 20% of board seats of companies were held by women. And in 2021, only 9% of CEOs were female. In 2019, 26.4% of these companies still had all male boards. Does the state party have any policy to encourage more women on companies board, including a CEO? Now I'd like to turn to an extremely important issue. How can we increase women's participation so that no one is left behind, that we increase women candidates, that we promote diversity and inclusiveness, especially in a country that has 56 recognized ethnic groups. And I will not go into detail about Uyghur and Tibetan and the rest, but social organizations and NGOs have reported severe difficulties in carrying out their work in the promotion, protection, and implementation of women's rights. They are also attacked by hatred smear campaign and other misogyny remarks, which has never been censored on the internet and is on the rise. Which measures does the state party take to create an enabling environment for women activists in their diversity in all the Chinese territories to increase their participation in public life? How does the state party support the work of civil society organizations and NGOs? And does the state party intend to increase state funding for women organizations and NGOs? And what measures does the state party take to protect women human rights defenders from harassment, punishment, retaliation, and defamation? Thank you, Madam Chair.